This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're less than a week away from Marlins baseball, right? Marlins opening day. That's Thursday versus the Padres, Dan?
Pirates.
The Pirates. Thank you very much. And that's right, because Paul Skeens and Sandy are going to throw out the first pitch. So here's my contribution a week to go until Marlins baseball. So some guy, Paulie Metz, on Twitter, he posted a picture breaking. New at Mets games this season, the Dog Bowl. For $12.99, fans can get 12 hot dogs stuffed inside of Mets helmets. And there's a picture, and it's a giant Mets helmet, kind of like you would get the soft serve in a mini helmet, but it's a giant Mets helmet,
yeah.
And there's just a bunch of hot dogs. This is obviously a joke. He's trolling here. It's AI. Very well done, though. A lot of people thought it was real. And you could definitely see something like this being sold at a baseball game, right? For sure. This doesn't seem but it doesn't seem that outrageous.
To have 12 hot dogs piled up in a big bowl?
Okay, maybe that is a little
outrageous. That's nasty, Solana.
But here's what I thought of this great idea. Marlins, if you're listening to me, hear me out. A helmet filled with croquetas. I mean, attendance issues fixed. Season ticket sales skyrocket. And I even got the AI algorithm to build out, like, you know, a little prototype here. You get, they already sell Islas Canarias croquetas at Marlins home games, out in left field at the Budweiser bar.
So just pile them all up in a helmet?
Just start, send them into Lone Depot Park.
Cinnamon.
A little cinnamon, yeah. Send them into Lone Depot Park in bulk. Start, just ship them in. And boom! I mean, look at this.
But nobody wants all that crap,
bro. Mm-hmm. You go out there. You go out there in left field in the recess lounge, and you're telling me I can get
croquetas?
A bottle. I can get a bottle of Tito's, and I can get a helmet filled with Islas Canarias croquetas, the best croquetas in Miami. I just fixed the Marlins attendance issues right there. Boom!
I don't even know what words you say. Islas Canarias? I don't know what you say.
Islas Canarias is a staple.
Nobody wants 20 croquetas.
Well, you don't.
I do.
You don't appreciate. There we go. Jimmy. Boom.
Yeah, I mean,
boom.
Crowder, think
Jimmy,
about it.
You don't want nothing.
Crowder, boom. You've been drinking for 7-8 innings. You haven't eaten
20?
Anything. Man, I'll take down 15 of them easy.
Because we could get crazy here, right? We can do tequeños. We can do pastelitos. We can start getting crazy here. But here's the thing, Crowder. You eat 3-4 pastelitos, you're full. You're full. You eat 3-4 croquetas, you can eat 8-9 more after that because you just throw them in your mouth. No big deal.
That's
you don't even realize.
With the pork toothpaste inside.
That's the thing. You're going to get disrespectful about croquetas, and you're in a wheelchair already, and I'm going to have to dive on you.
Is a croquette the one with the pork toothpaste?
You call it the mushed up ham meat.
Mushy ham. Yeah,
but it's not mushy. It's just delicious and it's perfect and it's an absolute delight.
So 20 mush.
Man,
ham
I can't do this with you, Marlins. Hit me up, Marlins.
It's too much.
Marlins.
Why do you think they don't do gigantic bowls of ice cream?
Marlins, hit me up. Tell me. that if you sell a helmet filled with croquetas, Islas Canarias croquetas, you will have people in droves out of the ballpark. And then, you know, our old friend Steven.
How much would that be?
I don't know. I
$300?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. $1,000. I'll pay it. It doesn't matter.
$1,000.
I'll pay it. Don't care. Don't care.
It's not going to work.
I'll sell it for $1,000. You get Mr. Eats 305 out there, the best Miami food influencer. He tries it once. Bro, you've got people in droves. Going to Marlins games. The Marlins will play the damn Rockies on a Monday night. You have that? Bro, you're going to have thousands of people at that ballpark. Thousands.
All you need is a little carafe or a little tray, avocado on the bottom, masa de cerdo on top.
Okay, all right. Our
revolutionized
old,
baseball.
Our old friend Steven, who used to produce with us, he had a great idea in response to my croqueta-filled helmet. You know how the Marlins and Flanagans, they've teamed up, a couple mashups already, widely successful. I've gone every time that they do something, and they kind of bamboozled us the first time because it was just like a guy who looked like Flanagan was throwing out the first pitch, which was the whole thing was ridiculous. But they redeemed themselves. Very well done by Flanagans and the Marlins, and I'm sure there's great things coming. But how about a helmet filled with rib rolls?
Uh-huh. With rib rolls.
With rib rolls. You know, the Marlins rib rolls? A helmet filled with Flanagan's rib rolls.
It's too much.
Boom. Flannies, hire me. Boom.
It's too much. Boom. A mini helmet.
No. Forget the mini. This is the United States. This is the United States of America. We don't do mini anything, all right? We don't do mini anything anymore. Enough with the mini. I want a giant helmet. 100.
100 rib rolls. Rib rolls. It's gonna be literally $600.
100 rib rolls in a Marlins helmet, and you sit out by the left field bar, and you just
you, Dan,
Jimmy, and Len and Tree, and we're just eating rib rolls.
Rib roll our butts off. It's too much. It's supposed to be quick snacks.
No, but it's
sporting
not.
Sporting events are quick snacks.
But they're not. See, at an NBA game, at a Heat game, 100%. Popcorn,
quick
you know,
snacks.
Nachos, whatever. At a baseball game, I mean, you've got all the time in the damn world. I mean, I'm sitting out in right field. I've got 3 hours to what, 2.5 hours now
to eat $600 worth of, I think, like croquetas.
Yeah, boom. We're good. Marlins, you're welcome. Hire me. If anybody's listening, Peter Bendix, call me up. I just fixed Marlins attendance issues.
It's a lineup, Peter Bendix.